Well, to California now, where there's no relief from drought. In San Luis Obispo County, ranchers have sold off 75% of their cattle in the past 4 years. There's just not enough water or food to sustain them. And in the wild, other animals important to the state's economy and ecosystem are dying. Here now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
The giant kangaroo rat isn't all that giant.
It's about the size of a quarter pounder with cheese and a little bit lighter.
But UC Berkeley ecologist Justin Brochers says it plays a big role in California's ecosystem. The endangered rodent can survive without water. Good thing. It stays hydrated by eating plants and seeds. It stays cool by living underground.
Even for an animal that is so adapted to dry conditions, the giant kangaroo rat is being hammered.
That's because California's drought is sucking the life out of the Carrizo Plain National Monument, the grassland 100 miles from Los Angeles, where the giant kangaroo rat lives.
In part because of things like drought. I mean, it really is on the edge.
The grass is dying, and now so is the animal that eats it. Brochers has been monitoring the giant kangaroo rat for nearly a decade. In good times, he says more than 100 animals would burrow and till the soil beneath an acre of grassland. Today, it's down to 5 kangaroo rats per acre.
What we see are lighter, scrawnier animals, even the ones who are surviving. We can follow reproduction by looking at whether females in the spring are lactating. And we had, particularly last year, we had almost no reproduction.
Bad news, because this animal plays an important role at the bottom of the food chain.
The giant kangaroo rat is also a critical source of food for everything from owls to snakes to foxes to even coyotes and mountain lions in some cases. So, you know, when the bottom falls out on these ecosystems, everyone feels the pain.
North of the Carrizo Plain, high up in the mountains, snowpack is a fraction of what it should be. In April, it measured just 5% of the monthly average for that time of year, which means a lot of water won't be trickling down to the fish that swim in California's rivers.
Everything right now is putting extreme pressure on those populations.
Stafford Lair is chief of fisheries for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Last year, he says the drought killed off nearly every single endangered winter-run Chinook salmon in the state. The San Joaquin and Sacramento rivers where they spawn are drying up. They're warmer. They're too warm for the fish to thrive.
Conditions were even worse this year.
In early June, the state and federal government will finish up what's been called the biggest fish lift project in California's history. Lair says the Central Valley's 5 fish hatcheries produce about 30 million baby salmon every year. They're supposed to swim to the ocean.
However, in this drought scenario, the conditions got to the point where they most likely would, none of them would make it out.
The solution sounds unnaturally simple. Put all 30 million fish into trucks and drive them an hour and a half to the San Francisco Bay,
where they could then subsequently be released into the bay and out through the Golden Gate.
The plan is not without flaws. Lair says trucking fish pretty much guarantees fewer salmon will find their way back to the streams where they were born. That usually happens after 2 to 4 years of living in the ocean. By then, no one knows if there will be enough water in California rivers to swim back up.
People, you know, have criticized the operation, saying, oh, you're just doing it for the fishermen, or you're just doing it for, you know, to preserve, you know, some industry. Well, that plays a role into it.
When California closed off fisheries in 2008 and 2009 because of poor water quality in the rivers and ocean, Lair says it cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars. So there's a level of desperation here. It's gotten so dry in some rivers that wildlife officials are putting other species on life support. Lair says populations of the McLeod River red band trout have been removed from the wild. They're kept in holding tanks, holding on to life until the water comes back. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.